brothers and sisters, it has been given to me the honor to introduce the son of Mumia Abu Jamal, Masih Jamal. Masih is a philosopher major with other children of victims of political persecution. He is a valued participant in the Rosenberg Children Fund, was one of the main speakers at the Children of Resistance. He is currently writing a book about his growing up in the shadows of death row. He traveled to Cuba this summer with the Jojo White Solidarity Project, where he helped build houses and helped paint a community mural which honored the martyrs Chaquet Sankofa and other victims of American injustice. While in Cuba, he was part of the delegation nationally broadcast roundtable discussion on social issues facing American youth. And while in Cuba, he represented his father at a national broadcast rally of 200,000 people in Manzanillo, celebrating the return of the kidnapped child, Elian Gonzalez, to his real family. So please, brothers and sisters, let's welcome Masih Jamal.
A lot of people have thanked me for coming out here tonight, but I'd like to thank all of you for having me out here tonight. It's an extremely strange experience to listen to people speak with so much passion and so much fire about your family. But it's also a wonderful experience because, as I've said before and I say again tonight, it reminds me, it reminds my brother, it reminds my sister, my Aunt Lydia, my mom, that this isn't something that's only for us to worry about, because I know that in the eyes that I see out here, that people genuinely care about what's going on in our country and what's happening to my father and how long he has been waiting for his freedom. It used to depress me. It used to make me extremely sad. I would say honestly, I was sad for years because it's a weight to wake up with every morning and wonder if today is going to be the day that you see it on the news that the order has been signed. It used to truly, truly depress me. But I have to say honestly, it really doesn't depress me anymore, because I know in my heart of hearts that someday is coming when my father will return to Philadelphia, to our dinner table, and sit in between me and my mother and my sister and my brother and my cousins. And I know that because the powers that be, those that have built those walls that keep him from all of us, are transient. They will change. Because when each of us gets up, and when we get up on November 8th, We can vote them out of existence. I admit this is not a perfect nation, but it is a nation in which the power does actually belong to you. My vote counts just as much as Bill Gates's does. It does. And I know that come this November, I'll be voting for neither Al Gore nor George W. Because I know that they don't represent me. That they don't represent my hope for my family and for my future. Again, I would, from the bottom of my heart, I would like to thank each and every one of you for taking of your time and your energy and your sweat to come out and support my blood and my family. I mean, there's really no greater gift that you could give me. And I truly thank you deeply for that. Thank you very much.